Blog Talk Radio.
Many times, I'm letting you know, it's been a lot of years of rhymes in this hip-hop flow. I started not long after rap originated, that's why I can't be imitated. LL, Run DMC, UTFO, from a spark it all started to grow. My passion, hip-hop fashion, rocking the mic, in the 80s we was doing it right. Stage lights so bright, it was so new, everyone was tight in the whole damn crew. From the human beatbox down to the DJ, everyone involved from around the way. I stuck with it, man, I just couldn't stop. And in my mind, I've still reached the top. Might not be the most famous rapper to rhyme, but I still got better with time. Now bring the chorus in. You're gonna master. Used to make tapes on a big ghetto blaster. D batteries eating up all my little money. Put them in the freezer, now it seems funny. Trying to recharge, man, I'm gonna be large. Like Heavy D, guess it wasn't meant to be. Doesn't mean that it still wasn't meant for me, cause all my years doing hip hop were heavenly. Been expressing, learned many lessons. Some even come to me with a few questions. I try to help them out if I can, cause they still give me dap like I was the man. This was a lifetime plan, with or without the fame. Think I'm not known? Google my name. Thief the high priest, let your fingers start typing. If you post a dope beat, I might start swiping. Some say I'm legendary, it's quite humbling. Me and ZP got these speakers straight rumbling. Might not be the most famous to rhyme, but I still got better with time. Variant, let's go! World. Once again, we welcome you to another fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows, hip-hop entertainment, underground features, fun, and all that jazz. That's right, it is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Thief the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? I gotta have the dramatic intro, man. I just, you know, it's part of the show. Where would the show be if I didn't start off hyped, geek, and ready to get things crack-a-lackin'? Hey, what's good, everybody? Happy Sunday to you. How's it going? How's the weekend? Hope you had a great week. I've just been kind of laying low this weekend, man. Just kind of been chilling out. You know what I'm saying? Working the 9 to 5. When it's time, when it's working 6 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Working class rapper, yo. You know what I'm saying? And in between all that, trying to create a lot of good music. Speaking of, I hope you thought that was good. Hope you at least enjoyed it somewhat. Hey, it is the sound of yours truly. Kicking off the beginning of the hour, that is called With Time, produced by Variant, one of my homies, one of my producer homies from Facebook. And big news, big for me anyway, damn it. Hey, that is upload number 250 on SoundCloud. I set out, I accomplished what I'm just flabbergasted here, man. I did what I wanted to do, man. I talk about it all the time. I've got 5 SoundCloud pages. I'm janky. I'm not paying for a professional. I'm not paying for the pro SoundCloud. That ain't enough time for me anyway, man. So I set up 5 different SoundCloud accounts with 5 different emails, giving me 3 hours on each one. All 5 of them are filled. 15 hours of music on SoundCloud. I did it, man. I did it, and I'm pretty happy. That amounts to over 250 uploads. What this really means is that I basically, my entire 27-year catalog is online. With music dating back to 1988 and, you know, everything in between. The 90s, from the SP-12 era. I was back when I was DJ Thief doing a lot of scratching. Early 2000s, the last 7-8 years that I've been on the internet, man, you know, we taking a little break, man. You know, we taking a little break. I want to thank everybody that's shown encouragement and that's been along for the ride. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, again, I just wanted to share that with all of you. Appreciate it. Joining me this evening on the show, calling in from Wyoming, the big homie Smokey Loke. He's on the line. He's going to be with us real shortly. Before we get to him, always got to start off with a little music news. This is kind of big. It's not Detox, but at least it's something. Dr. Dre will release a new album this week, his first since 1999's 2001. The rapper-producer announced on his Beats One radio show, The Pharmacy Saturday, Compton, a soundtrack by Dr. Dre, is out Friday, exclusively on iTunes, Apple Music, subscription streaming service. The new music is inspired by his work on music biopic Straight Outta Compton, out August 14th, which tracks his rise with Ice Cube and the late Eazy-E as part of rap group N.W.A. I felt myself being so inspired by the movie that I started to record an album, Dre said during the broadcast. I kept it under wraps. The album is finished and will feature guests including Cube, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg. It's going to be my grand finale, he continued. The record is bananas. Well, I got to say, man, I hope it is. Like, I hope it's a good record. I gotta chime in with my 2 cents, man. You know, this article goes on and they ask him, you know, how come Detox never came out? He said he didn't like it. He didn't think it was any good. You know, from what I heard, I didn't like it. It didn't sound like hip hop. It kind of sounded like techno. From what I heard, I guess there were a few songs kind of had a rap feel to it, but I wasn't really feeling what I heard off of Detox. And it's just kind of puzzling to me that, you know, he invested all this time in creating something and just kept talking about it coming out, and it just never saw the light of day. So he's saying this is his grand finale. Hopefully this will be good. You know, not trying to hate on the doctor, not trying to be negative or anything, but, you know, I mean, God bless him, man. Business venture, the Beats headphones. I mean, the guy's like a billionaire. I mean, I don't know, man. The desire and the quest to make real hip-hop when you're a billionaire, is it still there, man? I don't know, man. I got to say, personally, I'm from that. You know, what I enjoyed his sampling days, Straight Outta Compton, the Niggas for Life album. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And someone had brought to my attention that the only album he produced exclusively by himself was the No One Can Do It Better album, the DOC album. That's probably true. It's a dude named Rufat, real cool dude, man, from across the pond, shall we say. One of my foreign buddies on Facebook, man, he's real into the OG funk scene and things like that. So again, this will be very interesting. Hope this is going to be a good record, since this is supposed to be his fine farewell. Again, calling in tonight from Wyoming, man, I know he's ready. We've been chatting and chopping it up all week, man, and we've been planning this for a while. Smokey Loke is on the line. Big homie, what is the business?
Not much, man. I'm just chilling, fresh off of work, so had a long drive back into town. How's everything with you, man? Listen to the show. Like what you got to say, man. Love the old-school hip-hop, man. Love that old-school hip-hop.
I appreciate that, man. It's a pleasure to officially make your acquaintance. As you know, some people, as I share with my listeners from time to time, you know, sometimes I have relationships where I talk to people before the show. We have actually never talked one-on-one. So I'm glad to make your acquaintance, homie. Appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, same with you, man. Thank you for the invite, man. Appreciate it.
It's all good, man. Hey, you know what? You're a good artist. You got a good head on your shoulders. You're a hard-working dude, you know, with your personal life and with your artistry, man. And I've taken note of all of that, and that's why I reached out to you and invited you on the show, and I'm glad you're here tonight, man. Definitely a pleasure to have you here. Hey, so
hey,
for my
pleasure
so my,
to be on the
my,
show.
Man, beautiful, man. Hey, for the people out there that might be unfamiliar with Smokey Lope, why don't you go ahead and formally introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your music, and your stylings, homie.
All right, well, first off, you know, I'm originally from New Mexico, born and raised in Albuquerque, Duke City on the west side. You know, I go by the name of Smokey Lope. Been in the game on and off for about 5 years now, you know. Got me into music and stuff. I did a little prison term, you know. Had nothing better to do, you know what I mean? So worked on getting my rhymes and stuff and learning how to write music and all that. Got out promoting for a while, working for a company, you know. A lot of love to my homeboys from Insanity Entertainment. They're out in Chicago and stuff. They do a lot of Chicano hip-hop and Spanish rap. Big shout-out to Las Letras del Rap. They're out there, my boy Speedy Lofo, and big shout out to my record label, actually, is Southland Entertainment. We're out of California. Been in the game. Southland has been in the game since, I think, since like the late 80s. Mr. D is the one who started the group, or actually started the label back in the day. And, you know, they're still going and stuff. Worked with a lot of great artists under there. And, you know, I got signed with them. My buddy that I do a lot of music with, Mr. Smokey, he's the one who actually got me the record deal with them. And you know, he heard me rhyme one day and stuff. It's actually interesting how I got to meet him, man. Came and actually brought him an inhaler one day, and ever since then we chopped it up and we started doing music. Next thing you know, we start doing collabs, and after that things actually just started blowing up for me. I got signed with Southland, and ever since then things have been popping. So did a couple shows and stuff in Denver. Had a show a couple weeks ago in Denver. It was pretty tight, man. It was good to rock the stage, so.
I saw that, man. You know, congratulations on everything that's going on. And, you know, that's just a true testament of, you know, it's all about, can nobody change your life around but you? You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously you had your own personal situation if you went away for a while, but you come out, like I said, man, I know you got a good job. Again, man, real hardworking individual, got signed to a deal, and you're doing your thing, living your dream, doing shows. And again, that's just a testament to your character and just to, you know, as I mentioned, man, you know, it's all about turning it around. Sometimes you got, you know, man, I've done it to myself, you know, on maybe not in that situation, but in my own, when we all have our own personal journeys where sometimes, man, you got to put a foot in your own ass, man. You know what I'm saying?
For
and
sure,
do what
for
you
sure.
need to do
and
to
you
turn.
You know, for sure, like,
around.
Unfortunately, you know, due to the circumstance, you know, I had to do a little time, but at the same time, you know, I got out, got me thinking about life while I was in there and, you know, what I wanted to do with my life and where I wanted to be, you know, like, you know, I had my daughter, you know, and if it wasn't for my daughter, you know, unfortunately, I'd probably be back in the same situation I was in where I came from, you know, living back on the streets and all that, but, you know, blessed with my daughter, you know. Went into school, got myself a welding degree. I started welding, you know, continued to do my music on the side. And, you know, it's finally, after all these years, it's finally good to see something coming out of it. So,
I mean, big ups for that, man. You know, again, there's a lot of people that just can't even mix the two, man. You know, there's a lot of people that can't work a job and do music, you know. So that's something to be, again, that's a lot to be said for your passion and what you're doing and, you know, how strongly you feel about pursuing your musical dreams and desires, man.
It is, you know, and, you know, everybody got their struggles and stuff, you know, and it's hard juggling work and then, you know, I work 14-hour days, come home, try to do a little tracks, try to write something down, try to record something, you know, and it's just dedication, you know, like it's something that I love, like I want to tell my story, you know. You know, whether people feel my music or not, you know, like, I just want to tell my story. And you know, that's ultimately what music's all about, you know what I mean? You know, none of this new hip-hop shit that you hear nowadays, excuse the language, but, you know, the new stuff that I hear on the radio, you know, that's not me. You know, I never came from money. I don't want to rap about money, you know. And that's not me. I want to rap about stuff that I can, you know, my fans, I want my fans to relate to me on some level.
That's what it's all about, man. You know, it's all about self-expression and trying to make a connection with the people that are actually, you know, man, this is a famous quote from Ice-T. Ice-T said this: if there's one person that likes your music, keep going. You know what I'm saying? If you can connect with even one person, and that might sound kind of like, I don't know, some people might think that sounds ridiculous, but obviously he made it work. He's ventured into a lot of different business aspects and entertainment, you know, but I just, you know, that's what my personal, you know, my personal thing, man. Like, I have never, you know, man, and this isn't a wild, wild statement, you know. I'm not crying. You know, we ain't got to break out the littlest violin and the small glasses of wine and have cheese, but I never made no money in hip-hop. I've lost a lot of money and tried several different angles and aspects to try to make it profitable. It didn't work out, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I've had so much fun. It's been such a beautiful journey, and still, man, there's, you know, I'm not known by a million people, but I'm known by maybe 10,000, and I'll take that. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. You know, like, and that's the great part. You know, whether you're heard by one person or a million people, you know, as long as that one person is feeling what you got to say, what you have to say in music, that's all that matters. And as an artist, I will truly say, you know, that's what keeps me going. That's what I like.
That's good,
and, you
man.
Know, so
well,
I can totally relate to that quote, you know. And, you know, like, I honestly, like, when I first heard you, I didn't know who you were. And I started listening to your music and stuff, and, you know, I like, you know, I got a feel for your music. I like, you know, I like that old school stilo, you know, I like that old, I just like that old school. You know, that's what I grew up on was real hip-hop, and to hear somebody bringing back the old classics, man, like, especially your post when you post the tapes and stuff, man, brings back memories of me and my cousins kicking back in the day.
That's what it's all about, man. That's why I do what I do, so people can just, so they can, I'm trying to get people something to latch on to, man, because even, you know, even the people that have inspired me, I mean, very respectfully, they ain't even really, they're not doing hip-hop anymore, or they're trying to be something new, or they're trying, you know, man, it's all, at the end of the day, that's what they do for a living, and that's great, but that's why sometimes I'm glad I actually don't do hip-hop for a living, because that allows me to do what I want to do, how I want to do it, and I'm not worried about, oh, man, I'm not going to make any money off this, you know, I'm going to starve. Like, I got a job, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not rich. It's a decent job. It pays the bills. It's a little bit extra. And, you know, I'm happy, man. So what more could a person really, you know, in this day and age, I got a good friend of mine. He said, in this day and age, if you pay your bills and have some little money extra after all that, you're doing good in 2015. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and that, by far, you are doing good. You know, I see a lot
that's
of people struggling and stuff out there. So, and, you know, to be able to come up with some extra change, that's always good.
It's all good, man. Hey, you know what? We've been chopping, man. I love it. We've been chopping it up. Time to get to some music, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to TDR Radio. My special guest, Smokey Loke. Man, we, you know what I'm saying? We kicking a straight P tonight. We kicking a P till it inverts into a Q. That's how we get down on TDR Radio. This is All Bark, No Bite. Don't go nowhere, folks. We will be right back.
Tell my enemies that I'm still breathing. I hear you motherfuckers whispering and chattering. You little bitches act hard till I pull your card. Now you're trying to be my friend on the boulevard. It's all games till you motherfuckers get slain. It's Smokey Loke and I came to bring the fucking pain. I bring drama like Osama to this fucking game. Dropping bombs on you bitches, call it Mayday. Have a heyday when the fucking tax spray. I leave your family massacred like Norway. There's no feelings in this game when I go insane. It's all a dream, have you looking like a Niners fan. All dead with a bullet wound in your head. I keep it coming with the thunder even in the rain. I'm ill-minded, I think I need some medication. I need help for these demons that I'm facing. All bark, no bite, you pussies a little puppies. Trying to roll with big dogs, so treat it like if you're nothing. Mixed much, trying to blend with the strand of our beard. Become straight bro, too. On the motherfucking streets, all bark, no bite. You pussies are little puppies trying to run with big dogs. We're treating like if you're nothing mixed much, trying to fit with the strand of our baby. Come straight, bro, chill on the motherfucking streets. Stay inside, chase your tail. You poodles ain't no one killers, cause you're fucking with the breeze that'll make your whole body shiver. Explode your liver. We're bitten by jaws that stay locked in your skin like human hair that rises when you're in shock. Keep your bark, I attack. 100 is in my blood, then I have a short fade and get treated like a little mutt that gets no love by any type of real dog. Get trampled on real quick, cause puppies don't last long with rentals and blue noses. My style is too ferocious, known for ripping open the body strictly to show it to straight. We try to test the brand of a deadly cop. Your future won't last long when your collar is that behind. You must be out of your mind. You try to fuck with my cap, I'll burn your whole bus down with you tied in the back. And just to silence your screams, I'll hit that ass with a strap and let my gunpowder bullets hit your chest and your back. All bark, no bite, you pussies are little puppies trying to run with big dogs. But treat it like if you're nothing big much, trying to blend with the strand of our baby. Come straight, bro, dip on the motherfucking streets. All bark, no bite, you pussies are little puppies trying to run with big dogs. But treat it like if you're nothing big much, trying to fit with the strand of our baby. Come straight, bro, kill on the motherfucking streets.
How many times you gotta tell you motherfuckers, you can't fuck with the South, man. Little bitch ass motherfuckers. Some gangster shit coming to an area near you, motherfuckers.
Mind racing, where the hell's my pistol at? I'm gonna get these motherfuckers and no turning back. Pull up to the house with my lights dim. Roll the windows down, then I call it open season. Open fire when you bitch may never the Southland in the Casa, and it gets no really. Mr. Smokey, Smokey Loaf, we stay after the squirrels. Gang bang affiliated till we chosen for death.
Put on my black mask, my strap and black gloves. This home invasion is something to come up. But I'm down to get these punks if they're fucking with us. They say it's ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Well, it's my gun I trust to keep me fucking in lust. We Southland gangsters, ain't no way we can touch. It's mandatory that we rush if the test is clutch. You're stepping out of your zone cause we the most dangerous.
TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest of the Sound of Smokey Loke, all bark, no bite. Stand on him, big homie. I like the way that's going down in a real live way. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to all the Facebook fam, everybody on Facebook that follows, likes, comments, listens to the music. Man, I appreciate it more than you could possibly imagine. Make sure you like the music page for Thief to High Priest, D-A, Thief, like someone who's a thief, D-duh, like DA, like the district attorney, like the guy you don't want to see. High, like altitude priest, like, you know what I'm saying, like the holy dude. Thief to High Priest, baby. You know what time it is. And at my personal page, David Priest Bennett. Bennett with one T, the only Jewish Mexican on Facebook. That would be me. Smokey Loke, yeah, man. Hey, hot track, homie.
Yeah.
Stand on him, homie. I feel you. I feel you.
Gracias, homie. Thank you, man.
It's all good. So it's kind of obvious, but where's the inspiration draw from this man? Must be some people just bumping their gums out there that you was kind of salty at.
A little bit, you know, like over the years and stuff, you know, you got some built up aggression and stuff. You got some haters and stuff, you know. It's kind of, you know, a lot of my music too, you know, comes from the pen, and then, you know, a lot of the street stuff we used to do, you know, back in the day, you know. I grew up gangbanging my whole life, you know, so obviously, you know, that's why, you know, gangbang style, you know, that's what I got, you know. I don't really know what else to really say to that, but pretty much the song's like a lot of haters, you know what I mean? People want to step up and bump gums, you know what I mean? It's just a message, you know what I mean? Either, you know, step up, run up or shut up, pretty much.
That's what's up, man. It's like an epidemic, you know, it's like an epidemic out here, man, especially, you know. Especially in this day and age, you know, I had a post like last week, man, just, you know, on something similar, man, like, you know, men ain't even men no more. Men don't stick to their word. A lot of people just talk to be talking, man. And when it comes down to it, you know, they on some matrix, they on this weird matrix shit, like it never happened. And then they don't bring it up anymore. Like, you know,
you know, that's everywhere these days, man. That's everywhere. You know, it's sad. You know, there's no true loyalty anymore in the streets, you know. And anywhere you go, you know, no matter where you go, people don't understand that no more. you know, the character of man has changed over the years, so.
It's all about, son, again, you know, it's all about honor, you know, man, some honor, ethics, and integrity. And unless, you know, man, I can just, again, just by talking to you and just, you know, the way you present yourself and, you know, really, man, what how you turned your life around, you know. You know, man, I know you're like in your late 20s, but you got this OG, like, you know, you got this OG connection. You obviously grew up around some OGs, and you soaked a lot of that up, man, because, you know, you have a way of just presenting yourself that's honorable and just more mature than someone that's been the average 27-year-old, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, you know. And, yeah, you know, like, I grew up, my whole family, you know, my cousins, my uncles, you know, all the way growing up, you know, my whole family. I grew up with the whole family, OGs pretty much. So, you know, I soaked a lot of game up from my uncles, you know, and then on to my older cousins and stuff, just kicking it with them, you know, and, you know, kind of molded me into the person I am today, you know. I'm pretty humble, you know. I really don't get into much drama anymore unless I have to. You know, like I said, I've grown up in that aspect, but at the same time, you know, some aspects of your persona, you know, never change. You know, you are the person you are.
Come with you. You know what, man? You are who you come from, man. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be at the core. Like I said, you know, you can change and you can improve, but, you know, there's always going to be those roots, man, those roots that you came from, you know, so. All good, man. Way to represent that, and that was a nice track there, man. So how was the show? Was that last weekend?
Oh, it was on July 18th. We had the show, and it was
okay.
Good. We opened up for a Spanish group that's from Mexico, Diablo and Aquid. Diablo is actually from California, and Aquid, they're from Mexico. They do a lot of shows and stuff out there. You know, it was pretty cool. You know, actually getting to mingle with the artists and stuff like that, you know. It was pretty chill. And a lot of the shout out to the Paisa movement, they're the ones who put on the show, and they showed us a lot of love, you know. Coming into it, you know, El Caso, the leader of the Paisa movement, you know, he's the one, he wasn't too sure, you know. A lot of people really didn't know who we were at the time, but as soon as we got on stage, you know, and it said Southland, they know who we were. Threw out some posters and got the crowd super hype and started performing. And after the show, you know, seeing everybody actually come up, telling us they like the show, you know, definitely want to see us performing again. It was, you know, it was a good feeling.
I always tell people, man, you know, you've never really, that's been my highest high, man, of, like, just performing and have people enjoy it. And like you said, man, people come up to you after the show and compliment you. And, you know, man, you build a bond with your followers and your fan base that way, man. So there is just, I don't care what drug you do. If you have the best weed in the world, if you've been on acid, if you've been drank the finest champagne, whatever you have done, you have not experienced the best, most pure high in the world until you have, like, rocked the shit out of a crowd. They loved it. And, you know, man, the euphoria after it, man, just incomparable. It is, you know, that's my take on it anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and it was, you know, it was an amazing feeling, like, you know. I honestly haven't felt a high like that, you know. The best high I can say I've actually ever had was having my daughter. You know, that was the best experience I've ever had in my life. But I gotta say that's a close second.
Right, that's cool. I gotta keep it. Like, I don't have children, so I've never experienced that. So I guess that's why I grasp at the show aspect of being the greatest thing. So, you know, that's you know, hip hop is my child.
Hey, and I can't dispute that, man.
It's good, man. It's good. You know, man, this show has come to a conclusion so quick here, man. I've really enjoyed chatting with you. You got any shout-outs on the way out of here tonight, man? We're about to wrap things up.
Oh, for sure. I want to give a big shout-out to my homie, Mr. Smokey. He's out in Vegas. He just moved out there, you know. Definitely big shout-out to Southland, Mr. D, Frank Vick, the homie Conejo. Shout out to my homie Lucky. You know, definitely go check me out on Facebook. Look me up, Jesse Smokey Loke. That's with two E's. You know, like the homie's page, Mr. Smokey. Yeah, you know, and check us out on SoundCloud. I don't have my personal SoundCloud up yet, but you can check out my homie SoundCloud, and you can catch more music of me and him up on there. It's Joel Ramirez, 46. Like, share, you know, comment on the music. Let me know what you think. Definitely, and a big shout-out to you, man, for having me on the show.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, there's always, you know, there's never any apprehension, but when I've never talked to anyone before, in the back of my mind, I'm always just like, man, how is this going to go? And it's really gone so much, you know, I didn't expect it to go bad, but it went so much better than I had anticipated, man. The pleasure was mine entirely. I appreciate you being here.
I'll
have you back. Right. You'll be back.
You
you'll be back in a few months, homie. Definitely. No doubt. No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in to TDR Radio, Thief to High Priest, and my special guest, Smokey Loke. Join me next week. It's going to be on a Saturday. We're changing it up a little bit. My old label mates, Kings Gone Mad, will be joining me. Out of here tonight with one last track from Smokey Loke. This is another show, another dollar finished. As always, imparting, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Another show, another dollar, still reppin' our Rasta. We shoot a big fever to our homie safe in Bala. So capping our chavalas, representing our neighborhood. That big bad sounds that rollin' the way that we shoot. Another show, another dollar, still reppin' our Rasta. We shoot a big fever to our homie safe in Bala. So capping our chavalas, representing our neighborhood. That big bad sounds that rollin' the way that we shoot. I call the homie Smokey Loke on the phone, let's go. It's time to clean up the ride in the Dayton spoke. I pack a bag for the road, cause we got a couple shows to hit before we go to the big west coast. The homie D is waiting for us at the Lowrider show. He told me bring a couple CDs so that we can promote that Southland gangsta shit all around the world. This is our year, our camp, but we ain't gonna stop. I'm free the little homie Lux who got caught by the cops. You know we still holding it down right here on the block. I got the homie Big Lucky and Wicked throwing it up, not giving a fuck effort cause we still gang bang. Blue rags, that's all I casted, and never still get blasted for wearing the wrong color cause we don't look past it. We chunk up a body, yo, the fool will get the rasp. Get supporting that fat shade. It's mandatory fashion when your chips are cast. And this is Southland with a pass. Another show, another dollar, still reppin' our Rasta. We shoot a big Cuba to our homie safe in Bala. Still capping our chavalas, representing our neighborhood. That big bad staff, now rolling the way that we shoot. Another show, another dollar, still reppin' our Rasta. We shoot a big Cuba to our homie safe in Bala. Still capping our chavalas, representing our neighborhood. That big bad staff, now rolling the way that we shoot.
Southwest, that's the world, no riding is our suspicion. We stay hopping them logos and mask into all these bitches. They believe that my shit, we ain't afraid to pop a stick. And we can gang some motherfuckers riding for the Southwest. We got that big round prize, so it's our time to shine. We stay repping for our rocker with our bald heads and tattoos. Cuba, to the homies that are dead or in the pen. To my brother Johnny Lee, you know we miss you,
all right.
It ain't a damn thing changed because I'm still down the ride. I'm still that crazy ass local from that big west side.
Right.
Need the little homies scrappy car to ride upstate. Stay strong. I'm gonna leave them, you'll be out one day. I'm on the money making mission, trying to stack my shit. I got a full blown hustle, now I'm trying to get rich. I'm stacking paper like a boss, steady making it fit. Give me my cheese and dip before I start to trip.
Another show, another dollar, still reppin' our Rasta. We shoot a big Cuba to our homies facing Bala. Still capping our chavalas, representing our neighborhood. That big bad staff, now rolling the way that we shoot. Another show, another dollar, still reppin' our Rasta. We shoot a big Cuba to our homies facing Bala. Still capping not your violence, representing our neighborhood. That big bad staff and rolling the way that we should.
This bumper's gonna go on the wall of my garage, carnal. I'm gonna put a little sign under it. It's gonna say, this bumper was pulled off by the bus of Salinas.